You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Record death tolls, new treatment data, and a different way to understand immunity. Here's what you should know. With U.S. hotspots continuing to break records for new coronavirus infections, states are now seeing new single-day death tolls as hospitalizations reach a fever pitch. 41 states have now reported increases in average new cases compared to 2 weeks ago. Friday, Gilead Sciences announced that its antiviral drug remdesivir reduced the risk of death for severely ill coronavirus patients by 62% compared with standard care. It also said the treatment was associated with significantly improved clinical recovery, but that more research is still needed. Right now, those who want to know if they've had COVID-19 will most likely get an antibody test, but antibodies can sometimes fade, meaning they may not be detectable, even if you did have the disease. That's why scientists are now looking at T cells, which kick off the process that leads to antibody production. Finally, here's today's one question. How long can coronavirus last on surfaces? Coronavirus can last for up to 2 or 3 days on some surfaces, so it's important to regularly clean and disinfect your home and belongings, especially things you're touching all the time like doorknobs, remote controls, and counters. And of course, you should wash your hands. You'll want soap or disinfectant, but if you can't find any in stores, you can also make your own sanitizer. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.